As you prepare the potato salad for your 4th of July barbecue or your picnic, stop for a moment and wish your mayonnaise happy birthday. Love it or hate it, there's one brand that's synonymous with mayo, Hellmann's.
When you want to bring out the flavor and bring out the zest, just bring out the Hellmann's and bring out the
Hellmann's mayonnaise was born 100 years ago in the kitchen of a New York City deli. Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolf has this biography.
It almost never happened. If Richard Hellmann had not changed his mind at the last minute about taking the Titanic, his namesake mayonnaise would not exist. This is probably unimaginable to the millions of Americans who have grown up with Hellmann's, who have slathered it on their sandwiches, used it in their pasta salads. The story starts in 1905, 2 years after Hellmann arrived in New York City from Germany. He opened a deli on Columbus Avenue where he used his wife's recipe for mayonnaise made, as it is today, with eggs, oil, and vinegar. It was so popular, he started selling it in the wooden bowls used for weighing butter. At first, Hellmann made two types, so he put a blue ribbon around the best quality one. Hellmann's Blue Ribbon Mayonnaise was trademarked in 1913, a year after the Titanic sank. By the late 1920s, Hellmann's was making 3 tons of mayo an hour. Meanwhile, on the West Coast, Best Foods came up with its own brand of mayonnaise. In 1932, the two companies merged, and to this day, it's called Hellmann's East of the Rockies and Best Foods West of the Rockies. Different name, same product. Hellmann's keeps up with the times. Now there's light, low fat, and reduced fat. Versions are made with olive oil, canola oil, and soybean oil. The company plans to use only cage-free eggs by 2020, and they use a lot of eggs, 60 million pounds a year. Some people prefer Kraft. Southerners swear by Duke's. Some of us even make our own. And a nothing-but-artisan mayonnaise store just opened in, where else? Brooklyn, selling black garlic, white truffle, and, of course, bacon mayonnaises for your club sandwich. But for now, Hellmann's remains iconic. What most Americans expect when asked, do you want mayo with that?
The whole egg goes into Best Foods Real Mayonnaise.
Bonnie Wolf is managing editor of AmericanFoodRoots.com.
But Best Foods is the whole egg mayonnaise.
It's good!
This is NBR News.